Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero.
Last time on Legends, a superhero story.
Beck has been transported into Tracy Olympus. Atticus has been transported into Dark Olympus. Corey has been transported into Imp Olympus or Imp Olympus. Asher has been transported into Whack Olympics. Whack Olympus or Whack-O for short. Mercury, you look to your left and you look to your right and you see these comically large prison cage bars.
I climb up the chain.
At the top, there's a big, big monkey and a rabbit.
Hey, you're not supposed to be out of your cage.
Can we talk this out in any way?
You'll get a chance to talk. You're on your way to trial right now.
Trial for what?
For the murder of Mr. Mortimer Mushroom.
Abigail. So you're back at the sanctuary. And it's almost like war room style. Like there's a big map of New Olympus. And sitting at the head of the table is Gaia.
I'm not your Persephone.
These little blue monsters came and just took everything.
We were able to stop them. And then I try to feel to see if I can like control the silver in this dimension.
You cannot feel the silver in this dimension. Atticus, okay. You got your hands shackled above your head.
With the energy, red energy fist or whatever, like try to break out of them.
Idiot. You think that I would see you fly and flash your pretty powers and not put a rune on a spell on you?
You heave and heave and heave, and you try like on and off again for hours. Just when you're about to give up, on your right arm, you feel this little of the brick.
I'll go to Prototech, I guess?
And Tracy Beck's lab is the entirety of the third floor from the roof. You fly through all the security, there's like a little airlock and stuff like that, and you've got this like huge floor filled with everything you could ever dream of, basically. All of a sudden, you hear this voice go,
"Hello, Tracy Beck."
Wait a minute. Could it be... Jeff is back? Jeff.
Okay. So how was everybody's week this week?
I'm hoping our summer camp show went well last weekend.
It went great. Great job, Emily.
Thanks. I was really stressed being in the booth, but you know what? I think I did a good job calling the show and also doing everything else in the booth, except for running lights and mics.
Yep. Okay.
Some good? Things people won't tell you about working backstage is that it's actually really easy.
Being the stage manager, but also being projections and sound is not really easy. It is very stressful.
That's just because they're two boards.
That's actually both on my computer. But yes.
Hello, Tracy Beck.
Oh, God, we're starting. Okay. Where is that voice coming from? Where is it?
Why are you here so early this morning?
No, where is it? Where is it? I'm looking around. Where is it?
You're looking around. Give me census contest. And it's talking to you, and you're like only hardly listening. It's like,
why are you here so early 26. This morning? Would you like your usual coffee?
And you look, and there's like a series of running around the ceiling, like a series of tubes. And you can see this like greenish yellow goo flowing through the tubes around. And you see occasionally like an eye and a mouth. And these like, they're not clear tubes, but they have like windows, basically. And then finally, like a tube, you like are looking around and you look slowly to your right. And there's just a big eyeball in the tube in the wall.
Usually you don't start for another 30 to 40 minutes. Tracy Beck.
I just thought I'd come in early this morning, Jeff.
So, coffee?
Good. Not. Yes, coffee. Yeah, that would be great. Thanks. Yep.
And you see it like start like going away in the tube as it moves away.
Holy shit. Okay, I got 30 to 40 minutes. Okay. I'm finding whatever maybe I want to just like plug the gauntlet into something and run diagnostics and science on it.
Okay. Give me an intelligence contest.
38.
Nice. So you find this, like, I'm sure that maybe something like this exists in the... Okay, well, there's a device that you can take to your car, and basically you plug your car into it and it runs a diagnostic on it. And I think maybe Knight or somebody has invented kind of like, they call it like the universal diagnostic machine or something like that. And it tries its best to troubleshoot everything about it, right? And so you put it in this machine and you press go, and it's got that like estimated time remaining, and it's like 4 days.
Fuck. Okay.
And then it's like 1 hour, 20 minutes, 3 hours, 27 years. Like, and it's just going up. And then after a few minutes, it kind of stabilizes, and it seems like it's going to take about 15 minutes to do.
Okay. That's fine.
And then the little like tube door opens up, and there's like a coffee and like, it's in a little container, and there's a coffee there for you.
Your coffee, Tracy Beck.
Thanks, Jeff.
Anything you would like me to get started on today, Tracy Beck?
Jack really loves the B consonant, hey? Beck. Bonk. You know what? I think I'm okay right now. No, sorry, it is early and I haven't had my coffee yet. Have I ever dipped dimensional travel? Where would I... I just kind of like trail off and hope that he picks up on anything.
I do not recall you bringing up.
I know it's not my normal thing, but if I've ever mentioned it, maybe even in passing, can you remind me?
I remember. I will let you know. Thanks. Tracy Mac.
Thank you. Okay.
And it starts going away.
Fucking nasty. Do I also have my briefcase with me or no?
Yes.
I do?
Yes, you do. Yes.
Excellent. I'm going to start. And is it working or is that also broken?
No, the gauntlet was attached to the briefcase, if I remember
right.
Yeah,
I had like all of the things with me.
It's kind of all broken.
That's broken too?
Okay. Well, yeah, because it was all like plugged in together. Like you would probably need to run a diagnostic to see like how bad. You could probably suss it out on your own because you built it.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing repairs on that because I'm going to start trying to find the rest of my team.
Okay, give me an intelligence contest, please.
Crit fail.
Yeah, you like open up and you like one of the locks is like kind of like a little bit sticky and you kind of like pry it, force it open and pop open and a bunch of smoke like comes out from it and it sparks a little bit.
Okay.
That looks bad, Tracy Beck.
And then you hear this voice go, yeah, I'll say. That doesn't look too good.
Who is that? I turn around.
And the spitting image, because it is quite literally the spitting image. Tracy Beck stands there behind you. And as she locks eyes with you, drops her keys on the ground and also her coffee.
She came in with a coffee, but Jeff makes coffee.
Yeah, I think she's probably getting up this early, so like a two coffee tip person.
I think she's probably like a way more caffeine than you probably should have type person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's switch to who wants to go next.
It was Mercury last time, second. So,
all right,
the order.
What's a good like owl like voice? That's a pigeon. I can't make that noise.
British, give us an accent.
No. Well, okay. Well, the bailiff walks over to you, Asher, and brings you down. He goes,
if you follow me,
Eeyore.
And he takes 20 minutes to walk you down to your spot. And there's a persecuting lawyer on the right side, like an entire team. It's like an entire huge team. And then like the open casket of Mortimer Mushroom, Mr. Mortimer Mushroom. Left side, there's, can you give me a census contest?
42.
You see that there is a slug on one of the chairs, like a cartoon slug with like the big beady eyes and a big mustache. And the bailiff goes,
"You've been assigned an attorney by the state of Wack Olympus. Please meet Stephen Slug."
And he goes, "Hey, kid." He's like smoking the cigar. "Hey, kid.
I'm screwed, aren't I?"
"Yeah. Yep."
Does there seem to be guards around at all? Like, aside from the ones that...
There's quite a few guards, yeah. Yeah, and then there's like a big jury of... there's like a giraffe and a sheep and like just a bunch of animals.
And
the bailiff goes, "Please take a seat. The proceedings will start soon."
I asked the slug, "What are the odds I can just get banished?"
"Well, let's be banished real for a second. We got as long as it takes the bailiff to walk back to the podium there. So, like, confidential lawyer bullshit. Did you do it?"
"If I say yes, what does that give you?"
We have attorney-client privilege. It gives me a case to work off of. I really don't even know. They kind of just called this, like, you've been asleep for 4 days. It took me that long just to commute here. So I haven't really had time to review the case file."
"I didn't know the mushroom was alive."
"Insanity plea. That's a pretty big one. But you did it, is what you're saying?"
"Okay, fine. Yes."
"Okay, well, we got a couple options here. We got..."
Does it help that where I'm from, like, people eat mushrooms on a daily basis?
"Well, when you're in Wack Olympus, you get tried with the laws of Wack Olympus. So, I mean,
it didn't really come with the manual.
It's your fault if you didn't pay attention on the in-flight safety video. They clearly go over what's okay to go, what's okay to happen, Wack Olympus, and what's not. We're looking at a couple of options here: prison for life, exile, or..." "Now, you won't even want to do that option. No, that's crazy. No, just those two."
No. What's the third?
"Well, there's always trial by combat."
"Huh.
Holy shit."
"Huh."
Mercury's conscience says, "Do it."
This is going to be a dumb question, but how does trial by combat usually go?
Well, it's quite simple. It doesn't get used that often. Basically, you get put in a pit with the presiding Wack Olympus champion, and you fight it out, and if you win, that's good enough for us, and you must be innocent, because, you know,
and who
losers happens, don't prosper, right?
And who happens to be the presiding Wack Olympus Wacko champion?
It's Mr. Pig.
Mr. Pig?
Yeah.
Would his name happen to be Christopher Peter Bacon?
Oh, you know the guy? In that case, you know, he's a bit of a schlub. Trial by combat doesn't... It's more of a, like, ornamental type of showy job.
You know what? It's starting to sound better to me.
Okay, well, until then, you don't get to call it until you're up to plead your case. So we just got to get to that point, okay?
Do I get to change my mind if I want trial by combat halfway through?
Yeah, I mean, you call it when you want to call it. As soon as you're up on the podium there, that's your time to call it, to invoke your right.
All right.
And we get, the owl comes up, and the owl goes, I don't know how court works.
Amanda.
I think the bailiff goes, "Please rise." Yep. And then this owl swoops in. Yep. He goes, smashes the gavel on the thing and goes, "Everybody, please be seated. Today we are here for the trial of the murder of Mr. Mortimer Mushroom. We would like to have our first witness brought to the stand. Mr. Mortimer Mushroom, if you could please come to the stand." And you see he pops out of his little coffin and he goes over. He goes, "This guy fucking murdered me. He bit me right here." And he, like, shows his head up. He tore me out from the stem here. And he shows his ripped stem.
I'm just going to look over at my lawyer and go, "So he's not dead. And so how am I on trial for murder here?"
"Well, you haven't fucking killed him, dude."
"He's right fucking there.
Hey, well,
he's not dead.
Us toons live forever. It's kind of more of a semantics thing. We get pretty bored out here."
"So I'm on trial because you're bored."
And he just kind of shrugs.
Okay.
And Mortimer Mushroom, the judge goes, is that all, Mr. Mushroom? And he goes, yeah, that's all. And he shuffles back over to his coffin and goes, bleh, and dies again. And like, bleh.
I love this place. I don't know about the rest of you. I love it.
Calling our defendant to the stand. Mr. That's you, kid. What's your name?
Asher McLeod.
Mr. Asher McLeod, to the stand, please.
I go up to the stand.
Will you please plead your case, Mr. McLeod?
So I don't really want to plead guilty right off the top. I'm just going to see if I can, like, angle for exile in my own style really quick here. Ladies and gentlemen, I have found myself in your beautiful land of Wack Olympus. And much as I'd like to stay, I am not familiar with your laws. And so whether I did this or not, I would really appreciate if you could send me back from where I came from. And that way you will never have to see me again.
A compelling case. Any questions?
By the way, I rolled on a charisma, a 33 there.
33, okay. Any questions from the prosecution? And you get this one rhino. He's like, yeah. Did you bite him? He's rolling. What's he rolling for?
I don't know.
I'm rolling to see if I can lie my way out of this.
Okay, so you're going for a charisma contest?
I'm going
here?
For a charisma contest.
Okay, roll it.
I didn't know such thing. 23.
Okay, you can mark experience. They do not believe you.
I will tell you what I told the guard. As crazy as it sounds, I was transported here from another dimension, and I was fighting a villain. I found myself unconscious, and so for all we know, it might have been the villain. He's lying at the bottom of the cliff where you found me, or he was.
And they nod. He goes, well, if you could just confirm one more thing for me, then.
I will try.
Is this you on this tape? And they pull up some CCTV footage. It's like, looks like it's panning in like an apple tree. And you see this bright flash on the edge of the cliff. And you and Concussor tumble out. And we see you brutally blind Concussor. And then kick him off a cliff. Fall back. Look over at this mushroom, pluck it out of the ground, take a big old bite out of it, and fall to the ground, unconscious. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I don't think it's a question of if he murdered Mr. Mortimer Mushroom or not. I think it's a question of just how many people this man has murdered.
I request trial by combat.
What is up, super friends? Hello, it's Emily. I hope you're enjoying this issue of Legends, a Superhero Story. I've got things to tell you now.
Hello, Legends. Looking to celebrate your fandom? Whatever you geek out about, Loot Crate has a subscription box for you with themes such as Marvel, anime, gaming, and more. Each crate is filled with hand-picked, awesome geek and gamer products. From shirts, gear, and gadgets, they have also included limited edition collectible items from brands you know and trust. Go to lootcrate.com today and use promo code THELEGENDSCAST for 15% off when you sign up. That's lootcrate.com for geeky goodness delivered right to your door.
Thank you so much for listening to this issue. We had so much fun at Gen Con, we can now say. We sold books, so if you are a new listener, what are you doing listening to this episode? First, please go back to the beginning so you know what's going on and our inside jokes make sense to you. And if you're a regular listener, hi, how's it going? We love you all. Make sure you're following us on social media at The Legends Cast. And for more information on the rule book, head to @MatchPlayGames or www.matchplaygames.ca is also where you can buy the book. There's a big red button right there on the homepage. It says like, buy it now. Play a superhero role playing game now. Buy the game now. It's right there. Big red button on the front page of the website. Thank you so much, everyone who's tweeted about the show. Remember, if you tweet about the show and use the hashtag TheLegendsCast so we can find you, Jack might steal your name for an NPC in this season. I don't know how many more opportunities we'll have for that, though. So it might be for season 2 then. So go tweet right now. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, download, share, follow, share. I already said that. Share it some more, though. Share it so much that your friends get annoyed with you and then they have to listen, right? That's how that works? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works. Anyway, until next time, stay vigilant.
Abigail.
Yes.
Titan, Patrick Donovan. Did I say Purple Blur as well?
Yes.
I believe. Purple Blur, all come back into the room. And they eagerly hear your story and of the tale of how you previously fought the imps.
Okay, so we met this alien called Noon, and he's a Starborn, and he had this sister called Dawn who was in this like freedom fighter group, and even though the Starborn are like these super not into fighting people. But anyways, the imps, I think they're called Fatborns, I think. They took over a bunch of planets, including the Starborn's home planet, and took all of the people hostage. And so the Fatborn, they have these imps and these nobles and the queen, and we had to go to this planet, and we spent a lot of time traveling through space, and people kept looking into the distance for a really long time. It was really weird. But anyways, we went to this planet that was also like a jail to save Dawn and her team and the Starborn. And then Noon backstabbed United, but Dawn saved him. And then Dawn and United now have this kid together. She's really cute, but I digress. Anyways, we fought the Fatborn. I killed the queen. I got noble powers. I can control the silver, but I guess I can't control the silver here. And then I turn to Patrick and I say, and I am marrying your son in my dimension anyways. That's the story. Any questions?
Patrick is just like this big goofy grin. He's like, okay.
Yep.
How did you deal with Queen before? What happens after the Queen is defeated?
If you defeat a noble, you basically become an imp noble yourself, and you get to control their silver, and you get, it's basically you become a noble and you get to control them around, and
so you know, rule. You take their level in the hierarchy,
basically. Yes.
And Janice, you are going to debrief us from your scouting mission as well, and Janice is there, and he talks about how basically, it seems like it's only been like a week and a half since this happened. It's been like 10 days, basically, since the imps came. And they wiped out so many people. It seemed like this time they weren't really trying to capture, and more so just going for like wiping people out. And Janice was on a scouting mission. Unknowingly, Persephone tagged along because he was going on a scouting mission to go rescue people. Persephone tagged along. The last thing he saw was her getting pulled into an imp ship. And seconds later, he felt the ground rumble and saw you running behind some cover. So he thought that you had escaped. And that's when he grabbed you and brought you back here, basically to catch you up to speed on what they thought.
Okay. I can help you find Persephone. I would like to help you if you'll let me.
And Gaia nods, and she goes, you know them better than anybody else.
Okay.
We can put a small team together. I'll let you helm it. You just pick who you need. Who do you need?
Ideally, I'd have my team. So, Beck and Mercury and United.
Mercury's here. And Gaia goes, Janice, grab Mercury for us. And he and zooms back a second later with Mercury all in white flying, and he goes, hey, how's it going?
Not this Mercury.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you are awesome.
And he kind of just like hovering like 6 inches off the ground with his head down, and just like and just like hovers out of the tent, just like shoulders slumped.
Okay. I'm sorry.
can tag along if you'd like, but I meant Asher McLeod, Tracy Beck.
And at this point, Titan kind of looks down and he goes, I didn't know you knew the Dynamos.
They're my family.
Maybe in your dimension, but the Dynamos in this, you... And Gaia takes over. She goes, Abigail, you grew up here. You don't really know... Well, our Abigail grew up here. She never really knew anybody in the outside world.
Okay.
And Titan continues. He goes, the Dynamos were some of the first to fall. And they've got like a kind of expansive... Off the Powers Division kind of registry, they have like a bunch of like deceased marks. It's like the demigods are gone. Who, by the way, I liked the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle jokes from Barbara Brennan in the Discord, but it was the members of the demigod that were like the skulls you found. Like Titan kind of shrugs and he goes, there's plenty of members of the sanctuary around. And Gaia kind of like finishes the sentence. She goes, but not many supers left. And you look down and she's like clasps his hand a little bit and holds his hand.
Grandma?
And she gives you a little wink.
What happened to Grandpa?
That's probably a story for another time, but he passed many, many years ago.
Okay. All right. We'll need a team of your. We'll probably need a healer. We'll someone strong. Mercury could probably tag along if he wants to.
And immediately he floats back in. He's just been floating just outside like the entire time. He's like, really?
Of course.
Yeah. And he like zoops up into the air and takes the whole tent off of like the spikes and it flutters in the wind.
Anyone that would like to fight is welcome.
Okay. We'll start getting a team together.
Great.
Monsieur Atticus.
Yes, sir.
It's cold. It's damp. You got an itch on your back.
Well, I can rub it against the wall. So there's a little bit of give in the brick, you said?
Take 20 points of tetanus damage.
Gross. The ruin that he talks about, is there anything on me? Like a necklace, a bracelet, something drawn on my chest or... Anything?
Whenever you try and use your powers, it seems like this kind of like scribe style, like some, it looks drawn, then it appears and glows. And then when you stop trying to use your powers, it fades and you can't see it anymore.
Okay. Can I, so I'm going to work that brick and try and get at least one
work
hand.
Work it.
Work that brick.
Work that
you
brick.
Work that brick, Sihad.
Yep.
Can you give me one more strength or a stamina contest, please?
Nat 20.
On what was it?
On strength.
Strength. So you work it over a couple more hours and until it finally like boom, and it smashes to the ground. And it doesn't crack, but it thunks to the ground. And it's probably about like 6 to 8 inches long, and like 4 or 5 inches tall. Like it's a pretty hefty stone. It's like a stone, right?
Can I reach my chest then?
Yes.
Yes. Can I try to use my powers to see where the rune is drawn on me and try to like rub it off, or if I have to like get a rock and scrape my skin and like do whatever.
Gross, dude.
Whatever. Cut it
Jeez,
off.
Jeez, I'm switching away from you just cause. That's fucking nasty. It's only funny when I say stuff like that. Jesus. Okay.
I'm desperate.
This is going to be...
He's got my cape.
So you kind of try and like power on and you see... You're like covered in these runes.
That's fine. Like, I'm going to start scrub-a-dub-dubbing.
Oh, that's so nasty. That's so fucking gross. Okay, give me a stamina contest here as you kind of try and grin and bear it.
26.
You're going to take 10 points of, I guess I'm going to call it slashing damage.
Okay.
As you try rub with your hands at first, they power on, it doesn't work. Also, he totally shaved your chest. It's weird.
Oh, it's going to be the worst coming back in. That's awful.
So you try and rub it away. It doesn't work. And then you try and you start scraping the skin until it's just raw and bloody. Yep. And you try again and it comes up again. And it seems like they're magically set. You figure it seems.
Can I like really give her like, you said it's on my chest, but it's also on my arms and everything.
Yeah.
Like, can I try, is it anywhere I can really concentrate on and maybe have it come back just in that area?
Give me an intelligence or a senses contest, please.
Ooh, 31. Senses.
You mark experience. It's, no. Basically, you feel completely like, it feels like there is one of those like pull cord light switches and it's just out of reach. You just keep like kind of like just tapping the end of the cord and you just can't get any give on it. And the more you try, the more it bats it away and is like harder to grab onto it.
Okay. Is there, so the rock is down there. Can I hit any of my shackles with the rock and try to break them?
Sure. Yeah. Give me a strength contest.
31.
Anyway. So you like clang, clang, clank a junk, and it breaks one of the chains.
It breaks the chain, or like the chain between what? Between my leg and my arm, or
I would say it breaks the O-ring that was like holding you on. So now you have
perfect.
Now you have basically like imagine an upside down Y as yep. You've got like your left arm to your right leg,
yeah,
and then your left leg connected at the middle.
Yeah.
Connected to your arm, and then the little bit of slack, there's a brick on the end of it. I guess it still is an X. It is an X with sure. A little bit on the end now.
But since I have a little bit more mobility, can I reach the light switch?
Yeah, I mean,
light cord, you said.
No, that's, I was talking about that's in like referencing to your powers, like what it would be like to.
Oh, I thought you meant it was an actual thing. Okay, sorry. My
no,
bad.
No, it's not. It's, okay. it's like in terms of like when you try and like find the switch to turn your powers on, it's like just out of reach with the runes on.
Okay. Is there, so I can move around my cell now?
Yeah.
What, can I find anything else in there? Are there anything sharp? Anything? You said there was a skull in the corner. Is there any other bones or anything I could use to try to pick the locks?
Yeah, that's a weird thing. It's just a skull. It's like, where did the rest of the body die? No, I'm just kidding. There's like a full skeleton.
Okay. Can I use anything to pick the locks of my shackles?
That's an interesting question. Sure. Try it. Why not? You grab a phalange.
Phalange.
The singular is a phalanx.
Phalanx. You grab a phalanx.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you even know what that is in the body?
It's in your foot, and it's one of the small straight bones in your foot. Am I wrong?
You're wrong, yes.
Or is it in your hand?
It's in both your hand and your foot. But it's the things that would make up the actual finger, not the carpals, the long bones, or the tarsals, the long bones. Like, we're literally talking your knuckles here.
Like, oh, okay, no. Then you grab one of the carpals, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, you grab one of the carpals because it's long and thin, and you think you can shim the lock.
One of the metacarpals.
One of the metacarpals because it's long and it's thin, and you think you can shim the lock with it.
Okay, and I try to do that.
Or at least pick your teeth. Give me an intelligence contest, maybe, or agility. Intelligence or agility.
Neither one of them are my strong points. Oh, yay. 21. Agility.
Yeah, you can mark experience. I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the bone break inside the lock, or you can fiddle and fiddle and fiddle, and then it kind of springs out and clatters onto the floor, just kind of a foot or so out in the hallway.
I'll have it out in the hallway.
Okay. So yeah, it drops a foot or so out in the hallway.
Okay, so then I'm going to grab one of the other longer bones and reach through the bars to pull it back in.
Okay, so you're kind of like right at the edge here, and you're like reaching out with the bones. And as you're reaching out, all of a sudden it kind of startles you. Is this like really wiry, thin, scraggly, bearded and haired old man goes like presses up against the bars on the other end, which previously you hadn't been able to see into them. Because his arm, he goes, bow!
What the hell?
He gives a little scratch in his shin, and he goes, what the hell with you?
I gotta get out of here.
You know, that's what I thought this whole time, too, but, you know, I was only
Just a wee lad when I got dropped in here. Look at me now. 25 years old.
I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe we can help each other.
Well, what do you propose?
Do you know anything about picking locks?
I'll pick my nose.
Wow.
You know who this guy already reminds me of? Is who's the king of the Earth Kingdom in...
Boomy?
Oh, Boomy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Boomy.
Boomy-esque. Yeah, Boomy-esque.
He's
sure.
Very Boomy.
What about locks?
Well, it can't be much different, right?
You think you can get these off? And I show them my... Does he have any shackles on? Or is he just on...
He's definitely got shackles on, but like it looks like he's got like at least movement around his cell.
Okay. I'm going to... What's your name?
Anybody who wants a name, though. Crazy old man.
Boomy.
Jed. Can't be Boomy.
Crazy
sure.
Jed.
Sure. My is Jed!
Excellent. Now there's more than one.
Full circle.
All right. You fell into my trap. Okay, Jed, good to meet you. Can you, I don't think I can get the proper leverage, so I'm going to pass him the little bone and present my hands to him.
And so
shot in the dark here.
He lays down so he can get his like full range of his arms out, as do you. And he's like, even then, he's just barely reaching. And I think he like stabs you in the hand a couple of times and you're not entirely sure it was by accident.
Perfect.
Before fiddling for a while, before finally there's a little click.
Excellent. And I try to take the shackles off.
Well, there you have it.
Did they come off?
Yeah.
Like off of both hands or?
Yeah, he got both of them. He got both of them.
Awesome.
Eventually.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's my hands. So my feet are still shackled, but can I move? Since I pulled it off the wall, I can move now, right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Because you're not part of the O-ring
anymore. So I'm going to swing my feet around and see if he can do the feet as well.
Okay. And you put your feet out and he just starts like massaging them. And he's like...
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jed. I appreciate that. Could you do the same thing to the locks?
He starts massaging the locks.
I was
locks.
Waiting for that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. He starts like
can
trying
you,
to
can
like...
Can you use the pick, the lock pick on the lock?
He starts massaging the locks with the
and
lock pick.
He does it, and after a little bit, he shims it, and it pops open once again.
Perfect. All right, now your turn. Can I do your locks?
You're gonna have to give me another agility contest, agility or intelligence here, and this time you can get a minor advantage on it because it's you've seen it happen four times now.
You know what?
Yeah.
Nat 20.
There you go. So like you reach your hand out and he just like holds on to yours for a second.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, the lock. And then he flips it over and lets you like fiddle with it for a little bit. And eventually he unlocks it or you unlock it. And then you get him all done as well. So now both of you are completely unlocked in your cells. So.
Excellent. Okay. Now that I have two hands free, can I give a bit more of a vigorous scrubbing? And try to get this stuff off of me. Like, I don't care if I'm taking skin or whatever.
Can you give me a census contest here?
28.
Sorry. You know after the scrubbing, and you can scrub some more if you really want to. It's not the type of thing that is, like,
it's
being
not an actual
erased.
Mark.
It's not an actual mark. It's magical. Yeah. Like, it's magically set.
Okay. You wouldn't have
to save anything. You from taking more damage here.
Okay. You wouldn't happen to know anything about magic, would you?
Well,
anytime.
What are we talking about?
You wouldn't happen to know anything about magic, would you?
No. As okay. It so happens.
All right. Well, then let's try to get out of these cells. Can we use any of the other bones to try to pick the cell doors, the locks?
Yeah. I think at this point you've started to get the hang of it. And yep. I think the cuffs were probably harder to do it with, and eventually you get out of both cells and you get him out as well.
So I'm gonna look for
and you like, see he comes out and he's got like scars all over his body and he's just in like a ragged like loincloth and stuff. And he does like a little stretch and all his bones pop and he goes, pretty spry for 25, eh?
Absolutely. What were you in here for?
You know, I don't really remember.
No problem. We're going to get you out of here. Is there anything around that I could use as a weapon? Like I'll take one of the leg bones if I have to.
I would say leg bone, probably. When you like look around, Jed's like, what you looking for?
Anything we can use as a weapon. A stick, you know, a staff, a rock.
A few years ago, my buddy, they just came along and did this to him and gestures in his cell. And there's just a skeleton with a fucking sword sticking out of his chest.
Oh my God. I am going to go take the sword. Do you mind if I take this?
He's not using it.
All right. So I'm going to take the sword. Is there something I can give to Jed as a weapon?
Jed shies away. He doesn't want a weapon.
Okay. All right. What do you think we get the hell out of here?
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm trying to keep.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep an ear out for Bonk. Before we do anything else, can I also take a recovery, please?
Yes, you can. So you take a moment to recover how much?
23.
HP? 23. 23. And you start heading down the hallway. Back. Keys just drop to the floor. Coffee drop to the floor. The spitting image, the mirror image, the two and only Tracy Beck is standing adjacent to you. And she goes,
hi, good morning. Welcome to your lab. I'm from another dimension and I'm just trying to get back home. Sorry, I kind of broke in. I need to use the equipment. I need to fix this thing and get back home.
Did you get a cough?
Yeah, Jeff. How did you get him in the tubes?
Oh.
And I mean, he listens to you?
I mean, he's like free to go. We're just kind of buds. He likes being my lab assistant.
Horrifying.
Yeah. We broke it down over time. Lots of therapy, lots of consulting, rehab. He just needed a direction, purpose in life.
I'm gonna have a seat. Okay. Cool. This is Brad, by the way.
Hello.
I
am Brad.
Thanks, buddy.
Tracy is my assistant. We had to take her to lots of therapy and consulting and rehab, but we got there in the end. We just needed
Brad.
To give her a purpose.
Please don't listen to Brad. He is an asshole. I'm just waiting for the diagnostics on this gauntlet to go through. It is what got me here, and then I need to find my team.
Well, do you need any help?
And I wish I'd fried them in butter first.
Oh!
I was thinking actually that they would do your punishment would be execution because everybody comes back because they're just cartoons. But of course, you're human, so.
Thank you for listening to Legends, a Superhero Story. If you like the show, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies. We can't lose either way.
The easiest way to support the show is to become a patron at patreon.com/thelegendscast.
Head to thelegendscast.threadless.com to check out our heroic merch.
Join our Discord to hang out with the cast. Just click the link in the show description.
Last but not least, make sure to give us a follow on social media at thelegendscast. Don't forget to review, follow, share, and subscribe.
See you next week. We'll